Welcome to the Voices of the West, hosted by Emil Franzi and dedicated to the principle that America was better off when our TV shows featured cowboys instead of lawyers.
Hello, Southern Arizona. I'm going to help host this wonderful show, Voices of the West. And if you so decide to join our discussion, you can reach us here at 520-790-2040. Off to my left are two of my best buds, the sheep herder from New Mexico and Basque boy, Bunker de France, but especially right in dead center. Off to my exact left is my dear friend, Emil Franzi.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you guys can run this show without me because you have, and you've done a hell of a job. I know that thing we did last week with my good friend Jane Coleman, she's still laughing.
That was a hoot.
Well, let me see this for a minute. I just announced that we've closed out Inside Track, probably for the duration, but we would still have the option of maybe playing with it later on. But in this particular case, Voices of the West, this is our last broadcast from this station, okay? However, we'll be doing a podcast, and we're going to pick it up again in about 2 weeks. I would point out to you that we are a national show. We are podcast in several places, I have discovered. Right, Harry?
That's correct.
And I think we're going to have absolutely no problem building an audience because my good friend Dave Mason does it on his computer show. And I have a feeling that we're just going to keep rolling along because we're quite capable of doing this by ourselves.
You know, there's the WMA has a listing of a lot of the different radio personalities across the country that do these types of shows strictly over the internet, and they go around the world. They're extremely popular.
Oh, come on,
the
most
wonderful
one of the greatest calls we ever got was that guy in Wales who wrote westerns, and I remember just asking the question: Are you guys kind of like, you know, with the Scots as far as the Brits go? And he had, in this wonderful accent, he said, "Well, every 4th of July, I celebrate because you kicked their ass and we didn't." And I thought that was the most wonderful quote.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I enjoyed that. Pardon me. Listening to that show, that was delightful.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do here. We're also going to do, we do have a few friends around the country in an outfit called Western Writers of America that seem to place some value on this program or I wouldn't have a big-ass plaque hanging on the wall of my office.
That's exactly right.
So we're going to be doing a lot with this show, and quite frankly, I love it. I fell into it by accident. Hell, 10 years ago, I didn't even know the Empire Ranch was there. And
shows you how important heritage is in promoting it and just keeping it alive.
Hey, we got Bobby and Faith both on the line, and we're going to talk about the roundup, okay, guys? Because I'd like to really give that some promo for the last shot we got for the Empire Ranch next week.
Yeah.
Hello, Bobby.
Yeah, next week. Faith. Hi, how are you?
Two women at the same time. Are we able? I think we've lost control of the show.
Oh, we have, particularly with those two. Those are two of the Faith Voice is the president of the Empire Ranch Foundation. Bobby,
no, wait a minute. Huh? I've known Faith since she was in diapers.
Joe, don't start.
Go for it, Joe.
Go. I'm going to. Hey, Faith, honey, listen to me. I'm going to be announcing at the main arena. I just wanted to put you on alert that I'm going to bring a really good horse and announce from horseback.
So, you are attaboy, cowboy. I knew you had it in ya.
And I don't want you feeling jealous about the kind of good horses that I ride.
Really? I will be there with the one thing I knew how to do, and that is I'll have enough CDs on Western movies themes that we'll be able to keep all kinds of folks happy who really like to hear that stuff. That I know how to do. I'd much better having a real cowboy calling a rodeo event than me.
Hey, one thing I want to throw out there, too, which I think is really, really neat, and we haven't even mentioned, but November 6th is also the birthday of Roy Rogers.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
And I think, you know, everybody that loves Roy, you know, they ought to come out there and just spend some time in the environment that he made his living in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Didn't we talk about doing a birthday cake bunker?
Yes, we did. First 100 people, or I think it was, or whatever it was. Cause I think he's
so
like
108.
Isn't
he 100 or 105? 108?
Yeah, 105, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Who's baking the cake? You know, certainly not Faith.
You know what we kicked this show off? I kicked this show off with an interview in 2006 with Bob Shelton. He was my first guest, and we talked about a lot of stuff. And Bob was, hell, what would he have been, about 85 or 86 then?
Yeah.
And Bob's still with us. He's 95, and he's back at home. He's out of the hospital.
Oh, and, good.
Just water
unfortunately, you can't put him on the air because he's stone-cold deaf, but he can still talk pretty good. And I appreciate the fact I don't think he's going to be able to be with us for the roundup.
Yeah, that's too bad. Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the fun part. Little Miss Faith and I met up down there. Of course, I've known her since she was a baby.
Did you bounce her on
No. I've known her since she was really a baby. And so here we're riding down to Pantano, and we figured out, or I figured out, that now four generations of our families have ridden horseback together.
That's right. That's right.
How cool is that, Faith?
Oh, that was just such a fantastic moment. You know, the roots are so deep here in southern Arizona, and the ranching families and the ranching community. And, you know, it used to really surprise me, but it doesn't surprise me anymore. And I'm just, you know, I'm so proud to be part of that.
Well, I'm looking forward. I want to thank you, Emil, Bobby, and the sheep herder from New Mexico.
Well, anybody, anytime I give thanks from Donna and the cowboy, that's fine with me.
Well, okay, but I'm giving you much thanks. I am humbled to the fact that you have again invited me to help with the roundup and announce the main arena. I really appreciate that. It's quite an honor, and I want to thank each and every one of you.
I want to thank you for all the stuff you guys have done covering me while this show was gone, because, frankly, you're a hoot. The two of you guys can take absolutely nothing and do it for 45 minutes.
Well, when you've got
imagine that.
You know, when you've got an Arizona cowboy and a sheep herder together, I mean, come on. It can go on forever, all night.
Well, you know, I agree with Joel. When you got somebody from Lincoln County and somebody from Donna Ana County, you can't have anything but fun.
It's not Donna Ana County. It's Cochise County, buddy.
That's what it is now. We're talking about when it really was part of the country.
It was Cochise County before the New Mexicans even arrived.
It was never Cochise County until after Arizona became a territory.
Oh, man.
You know
See
that.
What I mean, Fish?
You know, love this?
We will never give up this argument.
Guys,
ever.
What I really appreciate is the acceptance a gringo from Glendale, California has had from both of you and the rest of you, and the deep acceptance. And I've had the privilege of going to two Western Rite of Leaders of America conferences, one to pick up an award that blew me away when they gave it to me, and the other one for the privilege of, you know, you get to sit in a bar with Max Evans. What more do you want?
New Mexico. See? New Mexico cowboy.
You better research that a little bit more there, Pilgrim.
Just ask him where he claims home.
Anyhow, I'm really looking forward to spending more time on this show and less time talking about, you know, Donald Trump, okay?
Just talk about Don Redberry. That's better.
All right, gang, we're going to grab a break. Ladies, if you want to hang in for a while, fine, but we need to promo the roundup.
We need to promo the roundup, yeah.
And we'll do that in the next segment. Hang in.
Okay. Oh.
Voices of the West will be right back.
Back when the West was very young, there lived a man named Master Sun. He wore a cane and derby hat. They called him Fat, Fat Master Sun.
Welcome back to Voices of the West.
And just as a smart remark after that Masterson thing, do you realize how good the music was on those westerns in the 50s and 60s in comparison to the crap we get now.
That's why we play them.
Thank you.
And that's why people remember the songs.
Bingo.
Absolutely.
All right, gang. We got a roundup. Tell us what the roundup is and what we're supposed to do about it.
What day and what time?
All right. Well, the round, this is Bobby, so I'll if it's okay, Faith, I'll say a little bit. Go on ahead. The roundup is the Empire Ranch Foundation's big Western Heritage event, the big one of the few left in the state of Arizona that actually handles Western Heritage and different demonstrations for people of all ages. It is this next Saturday. It's coming up in 5 or 6 days. It's
November
hard
5.
To believe. November 5th from 10 to 4 out at the Empire Ranch in Sonoida.
How do we get there?
How do you get there?
Yeah.
Well, depends on how you want to get there. If you come in on a horse, no.
Yeah.
If you're coming from Tucson, you'll take Highway 83, 18 miles south, make a left turn at the big brown historic Empire Ranch sign, travel 3 more miles, and then you'll see we will have our attendants out there parking you, and you can do it that way. If you're coming from the Sonoida, Sierra Vista area, you'll take 82 to Sonoida and then make a right or a left and go 7 miles up the road from Sonoida, and then you'll make that right turn into the ranch. So
let me add to that, too. For the folks that haven't been out there for a while, the 3 miles from 83 to the ranch house are paved all the way. It's an excellent road for you guys that ride motorcycles that have come down in the past and were scared away. Come see us again. You're going to love it.
Yeah, that's right. It's great.
Now, if you're a horseback and you come out of the Pantano, okay.
Yeah, well, you better leave the day before at least.
No, bring your water coolers.
No, if you're mounted on as good a horse as I have, you come out of the Pantano there, and you see that Sonoida turnoff. Don't go up that canyon. Take the next canyon over and hook on up, and you'll hit right at the headquarters.
Now, one thing you've done is you've put a decent map out so people who come in the door who haven't been there before will know where everything is located. I thought that was a good job, Bobby, on that. And what I want to point out is the events actually kick off at 10. So being there a little early. And what do we start with?
We start with the posting of the colors and the national anthem in the main arena at 10 o'clock with the Fort Huachuca B Troop Mounted Cavalry Group. So that's what we're going to focus all of our attention on right off the bat at 10 a.m. And then we have music. We have different bands, scattered grass, bluegrass. We have a surprise group, including my husband of the Desert Suns. And
all right.
Greatest fiddler that ever lived.
He is going to be there with Slim Ty, and so they're going to do some music. And then we have Janice Deerdorf will be there, and Nancy Elliott will be there. So, and the Mariachi Alegre Mariachi group from Tucson will be down there this time, and they'll be playing music. I know it'll be so much fun.
Now understand that Joe's going to be on one side calling the arena, and John Camarada's back to do the other side with the music and the rest of it. People don't appreciate. Actually, John was a major musical figure at one point in his life in Nashville, and it wasn't just country music. He was, for example, at one point Rosemary Clooney's music director. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he still has that ceremonial stool that was handed him by Ella Fitzgerald. And he's going to be calling one side. You're going to have to kind of keep track of what's going on one side and what's going on the other. And move back and forth between the events. And hopefully our announcers will be telling us what's going on the other side. So you'll have the opportunity to check it out.
Well, here's another thing that I think is so cool. And Faith's going to love this. Several years ago, B Troop won the national honors because they had period tie-outs for their horses. They found one, they made some, and those tie-outs are just, nobody knows what, it's a piece of metal and they don't know what it's for. And anyway, but this year, four members of B Troop, representing Fort Huachuca in the 1880s historic soldiers on horseback, returned from the National Cavalry Competition at Fort Reno, Oklahoma, with top honors. Wow. So this is these guys are really cool.
Well, you folks stop and talk to those guys.
Yes, and last year we had them tell about their equipment, what they had to have to ride the deserts of Arizona chasing Indians.
Now, we're also serving lunch, aren't we?
We are serving lunch. We're serving hamburgers and hot dogs all day long, practically. And we have some kettle corn vendor and the old-fashioned soda root beer float vendor will be there and a chocolate vendor will be with us this time, too. So we'll be serving lunch from 11 to 3. We have kids' plates this time, too, which we listened to our individuals that came last year, or people that came last year, to tell us that we need a kids' plate. So we have a kids' plate this year.
All right. Now,
here's another thing that I think is so cool. You know, it kind of breaks my heart that you didn't sneak across the fence there and steal a cow and barbecue it in the ground. Like we always did traditionally, but that neighbor.
So you're signing up for next year, Joe? Is that what I heard? Because we can arrange this.
Well, I know, but your neighbor's going to be there, and she's the National Cattlewoman of the United States. Mm-hmm. She's had that honor twice, and a very dear friend who I helped gather her cattle. So we don't want to steal any of those black cows.
Cool. Long rope can catch cows anywhere.
I know.
And we don't want to be, you know, upsetting Ian at all. So.
Or discriminatory, too.
No.
There you go.
And Ian. So Ian and Barb are going to be, Jackson, is going to be at the Cowboy Conversations tent this year, along with Bunker and his crew.
What's
and
Bunker doing
have,
there?
Bunker's doing a lot. I don't know, man. He just loves to stand around and jog.
Let's talk about Cowboy Conversations and explain to the audience that might not know what they are.
Cowboy Conversations are moments where people can sit and interact with individuals like Bunker, who will talk about his time as a stuntman, along with Marty Freeze and Rod Wolf, who've all had experience behind it.
I got a slight correction here. I found out last night that Rod's not going to be able to make it. He got a picture job over in Santa Fe, and you know, when you're a stuntman, you got to take the work. It's just like cowboy. When you got to gather, you got to gather. So Rod won't be there, but I understand there's another fella who's a friend of Marty's from Old Tucson that's going to be there.
Oh, far out. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. Well, anyway, these conversation times are opportunities for people to tell stories. We have a gentleman coming in who's a Wyatt Earp historian gentleman, and he's going to be talking about Wyatt Earp and his wives.
I think we're talking about my good friend Scott Dyke, who's a columnist at the Green Valley News, and has done some promo work for us, and is a good friend of mine, has been for some time.
Yeah,
and again, you know, he's another. I'll tell you what, he is a banker from North Carolina who went native.
You know what?
Seriously.
You know what we ought to do too? Because Scott is so knowledgeable about the movies. We should get him over there for part of that if it's not conflicting with his other obligations there at the roundup.
Okay, time out. I got to ask y'all. You guys invited me. Do I get to pick on Scott again?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Okay. He'll slap you around back, but
no, I'm a horseback with a rope. He ain't going to do that.
He may be packing.
I don't care. My rope is faster than the quick draw.
Anyhow, dang.
and then we have Gary Turner coming out to talk about his great grandfather, who was Thomas Jefferson Turner, who at one point was the sheriff of Santa Cruz County in the 1900s, early 1900s, 1901 to 1904. And he's going to be coming out and talking about his legacy and his time at the ranch, because he spent some time there as well. And like I said, we have Ian and Barb talking about current ranching practices. We have the Mountain Men and Buffalo Bill and Doc Holliday will be there talking. We have Van Powers, one of our lovely docents at the ranch, and who's a reenactor for Doc Holliday. So he'll be having a little conversation with people, too.
He does Walter Vale, too, doesn't he?
And he does Walter Vail, so we'll have a he'll be doing a little story about Walter Vail's life out at the ranch too. And then, of course, our lovely Faith and her father Steve will be talking about the Boyce legacy and the tent. So you it's know, a just, great time to just kind of get a feel for it.
Can I just tease Faith right now?
Oh yeah.
You know, I gave your daddy, ladies and gentlemen, you got to know that our families go back so far, and you know. Way back into the 1920s, if you will, and the Chiricahua Cattle Company and the whole nine yards. With that said, I've known Steve since we were, I mean...
Buttons.
Yeah, absolutely. And so he was on Amos' show, on this very show, and I called in and gave him an outlaw moniker.
Oh.
Do you remember that, Amos?
Vaguely, go ahead.
Yeah, the El Encanto Kid.
I got to remember that.
Yes,
that's true.
I just want to point out one thing, just so you folks out there will know. With the cowboy conversations, there's going to be in two tents and two of the rooms in the Sagung. So it's not just a matter of just being one spot. You've got a lot of places to go and listen to all of this good, good history, legacy, heritage.
Right.
It's all
always
over the place.
Compared it, if you'll pardon the analogy, to either a Bruegel painting where you've got all that stuff going on at once.
Yeah.
Or another great painting called Portsmouth Point by Rawlinson, which was from the about 1800. And you're looking down upon the town and all the crap that's going on at one time. It's just a wonderful view.
It's hilarious.
It's a wonderful time.
I'm not quite sure I like that you call it crap, Emil. Right.
Well, I'm talking about what was going on in an English seaport about 1800 is a little different, okay?
It's busy.
Right,
well,
but you get the, and you really don't want to be compared to a Bruegel, okay?
No.
Other than in
winches,
other than
lots
in
of
the,
winches.
Other than in make in the makeup of it. And one more item we got to talk about. How many authors we got this year?
We've got 12 authors coming out this year, and a publishing company from Sierra Vista called Goose Flap.
Great.
So we have a variety of authors, and they'll be taking over the ranch house, actually, on the inside. And then I have to talk about our silent auction for a moment.
I was just going to say that, Bobby.
And there's going to be books at the silent auction for covering that period of the West, the history of the land, even modern issues of the West. So, yeah.
Right.
And we need to talk about the first book published by the Empire Ranch Foundation, but let's do it after the break.
All right.
The end of the Civil War was near when, quite accidentally, a hero who sneezed abruptly ceased retreat and reversed into victory. His medal of honor pleased and thrilled his proud little family group. Some blood was spilled, and so it was planned to command F troop.
Voices of the West will be right back.
Hey, this is Robert Fuller, G.S. Harper from Laramie, and we're listening to Voices of the West.
All right, gang.
There's one more item. Hello?
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 Everybody's here. Let's go.
You're sounding weird, Bear Faith.
Are you on the speakerphone?
Not anymore.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Hey, gang, there's one more thing I got to talk about, and that's horsing around. And that's your dad's operation, Faith.
That's correct.
Well, at one point, you know, it's because we're sitting on 20 acres up there, and we were seeing a starving horse or two in our neighborhood in the Tortolitas. And we said, maybe we ought to take in a horse. Well, you know what? We're a little old for that, and we don't have the kids around. And we went down and visited your dad's operation in Hereford with my granddaughter about 2 years ago. And we saw one of the most wonderful things I've ever seen about taking care of horses and letting a horse be a horse.
That's right.
And what you've done in the horse rescue business and what he's done in the horse rescue operation is absolutely delightful. And instead of, you know, trying to take care of a horse ourselves, we decided we'd help you take care of all of them. So we are, the Franzies are now contributing to Horse, proudly a contributor to Horsing Around. And I want to make sure all of you, when you get there, go take a look at that operation, because you're going to see how horses come in to your dad's operation looking like they just barely made it, and how a year later they're adopted out. And I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think it really needed to be promoted. And it'll be off. You'll look on the map when you get there. But yeah, you need to go take a look at that. And if you can, consider contribution, seriously.
Okay. All right. I like the way that they work in conjunction, too. The Horsing Around Rescue will be at Roundup, and they're out by the mechanic barn, the big old barn by the windmill. And they also work in conjunction with Bruce Norton, who is their horse trainer, and helps them out. And so they're both out there during the Roundup. So it's a good time to come out and see how they do everything that they do. And Steve and Teresa, I know, have worked so hard with the Roundup.
You got to get Teresa credit, too, here. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, Faith gets out there and rides those horses that she's not so sure is going on too well. And it's fun to watch her get on a horse when she's not sure what's going to happen. But it's a great organization, and I'm just grateful that they continue to, well, you know, Steve doesn't have a choice but to be involved with the ranch, but it's nice that they want to come out and bring out the rest of their
operation. Oh, it's great that they treat an abused animal with humanity, you know, and bring them back to a useful animal.
Yeah.
Well, and the entire reason why the horse rescue was started is from, you know, on the Empire, when my grandfather was killed and my great uncle came in and, you know, they started doing what they needed to do to liquidate things. You know, it was a change of events that, you know, it was real sudden. And my dad, he was the one who was told to take all the old horses, you know, to auction and get rid of them because, you know, they weren't worth anything as a ranch horse any longer. And that stayed with him all, you know, his whole life until, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's been about 6 years ago now that Horsing Around got started. And, you know, the pleasure that he gets in the heartfelt, you know, reward that he gets for every single equine, and I say equine because they take in draft horses, donkeys, mules, horses. I mean, you know, it gets paid back in tenfold, and that came from being raised on the Empire Ranch, that love and compassion for the horse. So, I mean, it's all linked, all webbed together.
You know, ladies, what's really cool, I'm listening to Faith talk, and I flash back. Do you realize, Faith, all of the connections of family that we have to that piece of ground? One of my relatives was a deputy, and he went there in 1915 looking for a bandit. And at that time, the Empire Ranch was a satellite county seat, and it had a telephone. And then my grandmother in 1919 worked for the Vail family cooking for the cowboys, so she could go to college. I mean, there's all these little trails that intertwine in the heritage of this wonderful ranch. And ladies and gentlemen, you got to get out there. And, okay, they're putting on all these functions, but step away maybe a little ways from the road and all of the people and look where that creek goes and look at those beautiful hills that run back towards the Whetstones. It's a wonderful experience.
One of the things I like to tell people, too, is come out for the Roundup. See how great the Western Heritage is and the depth of history in the ranching in southern Arizona. And then come back after when it's quiet.
Hey, Bobby.
When it's peaceful. Yeah.
Why don't you tell the folks about some of the skills that we'll be demonstrating out there?
Oh, my goodness. We will be demonstrating branding skills, not on animals, but on wood. Children will be able to walk away, or people will be able to walk away with a brand.
Great souvenir for a kid.
Right? Blacksmithing, horseshoeing, riata making, braiding, wood carving, leather carving, bits and spurs, how to ranch tools, Dutch oven cooking chuck wagon, actual historic award-winning chuck wagon group will be out there talking about that type of what happened when they needed an actual chuck wagon. We will be having a large petting zoo. We'll be having small little miniature horses wandering around. There's just cattle demonstrations, mule packing, roping, just you name it, it's going on. The Tombstone Ghost Riders will be out there doing mounted shooter demonstrations, and the Arizona Ghost Riders may be out there trying to, you know,
hold up the stage.
Hold up the stage, and we'll have some reenactors. It's going to be a fun time for families, and you know, we encourage people to come out in costumes. 1880s
Hopefully
cowboy costume.
Hopefully, we'll have some Tombstone vigilantes that'll come out. I've talked to a couple of those lovely ladies that were just down at the Helderado Days, and asked them to come in their garb.
Good.
So,
you have an artist
around on a horse.
You guys have an artist out there. He is a horseshoer, but he's also a blacksmith, and that would be Casey Abbs, I believe, is returning.
Yep. Yes,
you know how old I am, Faith?
Boy.
Casey,
I'm not touching that one. I do have my boots on, Joe.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Casey Abbs and his brother were in my wife's 4-H group 42 years ago.
Wow.
And then you have Bird Moss, right?
Yep.
And I will take time off to agitate my dear friend, Bird Moss, who our family connections are intertwined. I could go on for an hour on that. You've got some really great people that are showing up to show how this stuff is built, how this equipment that real cowboys use on a daily basis, how it's built and what it looks like. And
with the lingo.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's we've got some really fascinating stuff.
Yeah,
the way you put it together, okay, the guy's got to learn to brand. He's got to learn to rope. He's got to learn to handle cattle. He's got to learn to handle a horse and treat the horse right.
Take orders.
And, you know, I mean, it covers every gamut. And then I think in your when we're talking, the ladies that are going to talk about modern ranching are the best of the best of our entire nation.
And, you know, that's the thing that we need to emphasize, too. You know, is the history of the ranch is important, but the history goes all the way back to pre-European with the Indian, right up to modern-day ranching, the Donaldsons. That's all part of our heritage.
On that wonderful article in about the Donaldson family in, what's the name of the publication? Field Notes is the publication of the... Hello?
Hint.
Mm.
Our partner...
BLM.
There you go.
Okay. Now, fast personal note. You're going to lose out because my wife's not going to be there. But she really gets better at silent auctions after a couple of glasses of wine when it's an NRA dinner, okay? Trust me. However, I will have my granddaughter, and she's going to be my – I need a driver to get down there. But she's going to be with me for the whole duration, and I'm going to tell a little story. About 4 or 5 years ago, I took her down there on a weekday when no one was around. And you know we can do that at the ranch. You walk in, and we took the little tour along the river. I think I've told this story before, but some haven't heard it. And about 20 yards into that walk along the Cienega, the most beautiful buck popped up right in front of us about 20 yards out. So we walked all the way around and came into the house, and she went over the window and just stopped for a minute or two and then looked at me and said, "I'm imagining what it would be like to be a kid living here 100 years ago." That's cool.
Oh, speaking
that's really cool. And she may live in Virginia, but she'd be Arizona.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, don't we have the gal that does Dusty Vale being out there talking to this year?
She will be, no, Glenda will not be joining us this year.
Bad.
No, Glenda will not be joining us this year. But Janice has her, Janice Deardorff has her song that she sings on Dusty. So she'll be doing that, closing the show for us that day for the night. She'll be the last performer up doing her song about Dusty Vale.
Well, that's a nice way to go out.
Now, plan on giving it more than an hour or two because it's going to take you for, you could probably burn the whole 6 hours and not get more than half of it, okay?
Yeah.
No, seriously.
It's true. It's a busy day. You got to stay for the whole day.
This is like Disneyland. You can't see it in a day. You can skim it, but you can't see it and you can't experience it. So when you get there, get your program, kind of line yourself up, leave time to eat, and leave time to listen to music, but make sure you get as much of that good stuff in as you can.
How are we doing on sponsors, gang?
We've done really great. Thank you very much. You guys have all been fabulous in collecting the sponsors that we needed. So it's been very helpful, and we'll be able to support the foundation for a little bit. So it's a good thing.
Well, hopefully we can convert some sponsors into members.
Yeah. And, that's another thing, too, which is so important. Our heritage, if you want to celebrate our heritage and to keep it alive, become a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's,
or a member.
Yeah,
or a member.
Both.
Just join already.
Both.
And how do we do that?
And how do we do that? Yes.
Good question, Harry.
Well, see, it's always a good question. There's a couple of different ways. When you're out at the roundup, because I'm going to encourage everyone to be out there, you can pick up a membership application brochure at the gift shop, or you can go online to www.EmpireRanchFoundation.org and click on Get Involved. You can do a couple of things. You can become a volunteer. You can become a member. You can become a sponsor. You could even become a board member if you wanted to investigate that section of the area.
And your life will never be the same again.
That's right.
You know, that was quite a question.
You'll be hounded by all of us.
That was quite a question, Harry. I'm very proud of you. And even though you're a Cubs fan, I mean, you know.
Thanks, Joe.
Now, tell them what the bet is.
Right,
Faith will love this.
Well, tell them that after the break.
All right.
We're going to take our last break and come on back.
Voices of the West will be right back. Welcome back to Voices of the West.
What's the name of that tune?
The High Chaparral. You know, they're going to do a modern version of that where all the descendants are now lawyers, and they're going to call it High Shapiro.
There you go.
Not bad.
Tell them, Harry. Tell them how badly you're going to lose.
Yeah, okay. Joe and I have this friendly bet. He claims to be a Cleveland Indian fan. He used to go to the spring training. You went to spring training games.
I went to school with Johnny Temple's son.
Yeah. And so he's never been east of the San Pedro, as far as I know. So never been to Cleveland. So he's a fair weather fan. Now, I was born in Chicago. Cub fan from the very start.
In the blood.
In the blood.
Loser.
In the blood. Wait till tonight.
Okay.
And so we have this friendly bet. If I win, or if the Cubs win, I get 24 tacos.
Oh, if, the tacos.
Yeah. If I lose, I have to purchase the makings for 24 tacos. Either way, I figure I still win.
But he hasn't said what the distribution is going to be on them for.
Harry's going to get his tacos. He knows it. I know it. It's the question of the 24.
Win.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. First game, He texts me, calls me, leaves me messages about, oh, feeling the pain. And I was texting back to him this, that, and the other thing about the Cubs and so forth. And last night, same thing. Oh, don't hope you're not wounded too much.
Hey, if we can't have laugh, dance, and tease.
That's right.
And I've been teasing Faith since she was, I don't know, 2 years old.
That explains right. A lot about her.
Isn't that right, Faith? About two, I think.
That's about right.
About right. But it's all in respect. I got to tell you, that Emil made a comment looking, his granddaughter looking out a window. And it's funny, I go to that kitchen and wonder, what did my grandmother see and experience in 1919
the Cowboys
here?
That went through there.
And the other thing is, see, my grandfather crossed cattle for Banning Vale. And so that's basically how I met my grandmother. Yeah. And so, it's got so much history there. If the walls could talk.
Just think what the WWA could do with the Empire. They would use that as a topic for some of their stories.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll probably be doing something like that.
We will be. Well, you know what's going to happen here, gang? The burden of doing a 3-hour political show is gone, which is good because I need a life. And I'm tired of doing that crap anyway. So Harry and I are going to have a great time doing a decent podcast of this show. And I'm going to get a lot of help from a few folks at the Western Writers of America because they've already volunteered. Hey, what can we do to help you? And that's good. And I'm really looking forward to putting more time into this program. And likewise, in the Southern Arizona News Examiner, where we can probably get more Western stuff in if we'll work on it. Yeah. So there.
Sounds great.
You know,
yeah, and we're going to be doing these podcasts will be on voicesofthewest.net and also probably on iTunes and a variety of other places to pick up podcasts.
Can you Twitter it and
I don't know
friend it
no,
and
I don't,
all
I don't,
that other
I don't
stuff?
Think so.
Oh, okay.
No, that's beyond me.
The one thing that I love is that the American people don't know their true connection to the West and the cattle industry. And
the whole West.
We get over 3,200 byproducts from one cow. And we get over 800 medicines from the cow. The connection to keep it alive is just, I just love the fact that it's got such a heritage. And we continue on.
You can't live without it. The vegetarians and the vegans, they don't realize when they pick up that tube of toothpaste, they're picking up a little bit of cow.
Yeah, well, now Faith is a master of makeup. Yes, she is. This is one of my kids, okay? Don't go there, Bunker.
I'm like, wow. All right, just keep rolling.
And she does, when she puts her makeup on, she is a perfectionist. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Makeup comes from the cow, okay? The pavement you drive on, 30% of its animal fat byproducts when it's put down. You're driving on top of the cow. So to keep the Western heritage and the history connected to our food source, I think is so important.
Joe, you have triggered a whole bunch of warnings and people needing safe spaces because those social justice warriors can't handle that kind of thing.
Oh, you know, I like what
I
you
don't care.
I know. I like what you said about Faith because I noticed every time I've seen her, her nose has been right in the middle of her face where it's supposed to be. That's a heck of a makeup job.
Really, Bunker?
Hey, you know, I can rope him, and you can just tie him down there Saturday.
Just talk to him about that's, sheep.
Oh, yeah. Merinos.
That's a good plan. I'm thinking, Joe. Go with it.
Okay, sweetie.
You know, the first time I did the, and I called the arena, which is kind of Mickey Mouse, because the only thing I could do well is play music. But I want to tell you, I had a lot of people walk up to me and say they were at the Roundup because they picked it up from this program. And I'm hoping that those of you who haven't done this before, who are listening to us, will come on down because this is going to be one hell of a good one by the looks of it.
It's fun. It's clean, clear, family fun, Arizona style.
Family fun. That's the key.
Arizona Americana.
There you go. It's as Americana as you're going to get.
It's folk. It's the history of our country, our land, our people, our economy. It's everything.
And I'm glad you guys got that mariachi band. They're very good. They're excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're prize winners.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Faith, if you get extra dollars, you could either go to Bird Moss and have him get me a pair of spurs, you know. Or you could go to Casey. Casey's built a nice set of, I mean, really nice. You guys auctioned those things off, I think, last year. And I don't know, I bid on them. I put $2 in there, I think. But
you're a high roller.
Well, no, Bird. I hadn't seen Bird in 18 years, I think.
Did he make you give that spur back?
Well, no, I went and stole one of the spurs and started walking away. And he's got all his people, and so I just picked it up and turned around and walked away. And it was funny. We're buddies. And he yells, "Dreyfus, put that back."
Gang, we got about 2 minutes. I want to say thank you to Bobby. I want to say thank you to Faith. I hope we helped support what you're trying to do and what we're trying to do at the Roundup in the Empire Ranch. And it's our last shot here on the station. So I think it'd be cool if Harry closed us out on our regular theme music, which, in case you didn't notice, is called The Big Country, part of which was filmed at, guess where? Empire Ranch.
Empire Ranch. And volunteers, we're going to be doing work down there Thursday and Friday setting up.
Yep. Thank you, Emil.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Voices of the West.